بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters I want to talk to you in four Fajr reminders about what in my view the factors which on which your success depends And I'm keeping it very broad-based. These are the factors which will affect your success, irrespective of whatever you might be doing. No matter what field you are in, no matter which life goal you have, no matter your age, no matter your nationality, no matter which country you live in, no matter anything. These are four rules, and we'll talk about the first one here, which will determine whether or not you will be successful, whether or not you will be happy, whether or not you will leave behind a legacy that is worth remembering. So I want you to listen carefully. And inshallah, I ask you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to practice what we hear and what we speak. So that, inshallah, Allah will be pleased with us when we meet Him, Jalla Jalalu. Now, the first and foremost of these rules, which will affect us, which will affect our success, is the trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. There is no rule that comes before that. There is no rule that comes even close to the importance of this first one, which is total and complete faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. So I want to begin with this and I want to bring this to your notice before anything else. Now, how do we develop trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In Islam, there is no blind faith. There is no blind faith in Islam. We trust and have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a blind faith. So I think that's a very important thing to keep in mind because sometimes people argue about this. Now, reason being that logically, if you do not know somebody, if you don't know what somebody can do, if you don't know the power of somebody, then it is logically impossible to trust that person or that individual. Now, in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't use words like person and individual. I'm just saying this to illustrate and explain. So, what must we do if we want to have tawakkul on Allah? Is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in two parts. One is to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is Allah? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe himself? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe what he does? What do we know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from looking at his signs in creation? So that is the first part, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, meaning know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part of this, which is equally if not more important, is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By know, I mean not know about, but know as in my heart, in my gut, in every part of my body. Do I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a level where this yaqeen, this belief is completely and totally, inshallah, unshakable. And that comes from another thing, which is shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we recognize His signs, we recognize His blessings, we recognize His gifts, and we are grateful to Him for that. Now, this gratitude is a huge asset. It's the, it is something which is the antidote for depression. It is something which is the antidote for despair. It is something which is the antidote for everything that is negative or might be negative in our lives, is to be thankful for the blessings. I have always quoted this story so many times because it's such a graphic and classic story. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was once speaking about the importance of shukr, of being grateful. And a man came up to him and he said to him, and this man was in tatters. He looked like he was very poor. His clothes were in tatters and so on. He came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, look at me. He said, it's okay for you to say all this because you are the Khalifa. But look at me. What do I have to be thankful for? What do I have to be thankful for? Right? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, he said, can you pass urine without a burning sensation? Right? Can you pass water freely without a burning sensation? The man said, yeah. He said, be thankful for that. Be thankful for that. And seriously, if you look at it even medically, somebody who has UTI, urinary tract infection, people get into a problem of kidney failure because they have urinary tract infection and they are so afraid to go to the toilet to pass urine because of the severe pain that they feel that they stop drinking water and they end up with a bigger problem, right? So no matter what situation we are in, it is always possible to see things in our lives, to recognize things in our lives and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And that is the secret of happiness. That is how tawakkul builds. One is recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His signs, from His glory, from His majesty, from reading the Quran, from reading the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us, by doing all that. And the second thing is by having shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about in our hearts khashiyat of Allah. Khashiyat of Allah, this is the root of all goodness, is the khashiyatullah. Innama yakhsha Allaha min ibadihi al-ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the ulama, the people who have knowledge are those who have khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, having this khashiyah, having this fear, this what is akin to fear, what resembles fear, but it's not fear as in running away from something. It is something which is the awe and majesty and glory when you feel and you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing which goes hand in hand with that, which is combined with that, is the hubb of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking about and reflecting on the glory and majesty of Allah creates khashyat. Thinking about and reflecting on the and thanking Allah on His blessings, reflecting on His blessings and thanking Allah creates hubb, the muhabbat of Allah, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two, khashyat and hubb together, produce the feeling of tawakkul. In my understanding and my view, tawakkul is the gift, tawakkul is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who have khashya and who have hubb of Allah. Tawakkul is the reward. Tawakkul is what you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you tawakkul by which every fear in your heart is removed. Every anxiety in your heart is removed. Every piece of greed in your heart is removed. Every desire for this or that thing in the dunya is removed in a very positive way. Not that it is removed and you feel despair and you feel, that life is worthless. No, you are so content. Your heart is filled with contentment. It is filled with complete and total peace and harmony. And it is filled with sakina and sukoon. This is the state. La تَحَزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah said about the people of Jannah that they have no fear and they have no sadness. This becomes the condition of the believer and the condition of the heart of the believer. The believer has no sadness for anything that he thinks he or she did not get or did not have or lost. And they have no fear of anything in the future because Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mine, Allah is in my heart. I am the slave of Allah and therefore my Rabbi Jalla Jalaluhu is completely and totally responsible for me. And who can be more, what can be better than that? Because the one who is responsible is also the one who has complete and total iqtidar, complete and total control over everything and all the circumstances that might affect me. And this is the feeling of tawakkul, and that is the first of the conditions and first of the things to develop in our hearts if we want to be successful in this life. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.